95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I think we got Michael Polson of Volbeat checking in. Hello, hello.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, Michael, how's it going? Great to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, and you are checking in from, you're in Denmark right now, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's great talking to you, and finally this is happening. Volbeat coming back to Southern California. Of course, there's the KLOS Volbeat show that's happening next month at the Palladium. Tickets are on sale now, Ticketmaster.com. You also have your co-headlining tour with Ghost. You've got the show coming up March 3rd at the Honda Center in Anaheim. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, 10 a.m., Ticketmaster.com. How much are you looking forward to this? You must be going nuts right now.
Yeah, you know, everything that's anything to do with live shows right now is you know, needs to happen because, you know, we're born to do this. This is what we do, and of course, so much disconnected to it for such a long time. It feels weird, so definitely looking back to get back to the road everywhere, America, Europe, anywhere in the world. So, yeah, you know, we're ready, and we're already, well, we've been ready for a long time, and can't wait to get back.
Was there ever a time during the pandemic where you started to worry, thinking that you may not be able to get out and tour ever again, when we didn't really know what the hell was going on?
No, not really. You know, it's somehow you need to stay optimistic about a situation like that. But, you know, at the same time, I felt good at being home when it became clear that we have to stay home for some time, for a while. You know, we just started writing and went into the studio and nailed down our best album ever. So we've been busy writing and just, you know, actually enjoying being home for once, because we were constantly touring, and being able to see your family and best friends has been really, really, really good.
Yeah.
And I became a father for the second time
about
a month ago.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's exciting.
Thanks so much. So, you know, I've just been enjoying being dad at home.
Yeah.
I really like that. But at the same time, it's also time to be the dude from Volbeat again.
Yeah.
And even my four-year-old daughter is asking, Daddy, when are we going back on tour? Yeah, very soon, very soon.
Yeah, you said
so
you've been...
it's going to be great.
Yeah, and so many fans looking forward to it. And really looking forward to the new album, Michael. You got your upcoming effort, Servant of the Mind, out December 3rd.
Yeah, very excited about it. I think it's probably one of our most heavy records. Wait a Minute, it's a pure rock and roll. It doesn't really represent heavy. And Bang Fra, it's a pop rock song. So those two songs stand out, but the rest of the material is probably some of our most heavy songs in a very long time, also combined with a little bit of psychobilly stuff. So
yeah, cool.
I've just been very, very inspired being home and suddenly jumping into a bubble where I kind of felt I was being 17 or 18 years old again. So it just turned out to be a little bit more heavy than we've been for a long time. And it just felt great, and we had a really good time playing these songs. It feels good playing in the rehearsal room, and it feels great recording them, and I can't wait to get back on the road to actually play those songs live, because they have really good high energy and a good vibe.
Yeah, cannot wait to see you guys. Last time I saw you guys, it was actually at the Roxy on Sunset Strip, and it was great. Volbeat, you guys are kind of you're a stadium band in most parts of the world, so being able to see you in the, you know, a smaller venue and a nice intimate venue like that was really great. Live Volbeat shows,
they're
fun and they're loud. You guys, you just have fun, and it seems like you just want to make sure that the crowd is having fun also. No angry vibes. I mean, are you conscious of that, or does that just come natural?
It definitely comes natural, because that's the reason why we're doing what we're doing. We're doing what we're doing to have a good time, for being happy, to spread good vibes. You know, that's just the spirit of Volbeat. And you can see that people are totally, you know, aware of that. So, you know, they open up and they give that energy back to us. So, if we are at a show where we're not the headlining band, where we, you know, like, you know, we were opening up for Slipknot some while ago, and we could say, okay, it's going to be a little bit of a challenge, but it's a great challenge. So maybe, you know, the three first songs, people were just looking like, what the f*** are you guys trying to do? And then after...
Hey, Michael, after you can't say f*** on the radio.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, that's what I got my bleep button for.
Yeah. But after four songs, you can see that people are like, okay, these guys, you know, they totally mean what, you know, they're having a good time up there. And
yeah.
You could see that people just were loosening up and enjoying the thing. And that's the beauty of winning over new fans.
Yeah.
You know, you can look at them, and you're the thing, I'll get you. Just wait, I'll get you smiling for song.
You will have a good time, damn it. Love it.
Yeah.
I've got to ask you about the song Parasite. It's only, it's like, what, 36, 37 seconds long. So what's that all about? Did that come about at maybe a sound check or something?
No, you know, it was just, I think we were having fun in rehearsing room, you know. We all have those records with certain bands where songs only last for a few seconds. And we were like, why not do that? You know, that would be great fun. And actually just off some people a little bit and think, oh, now the new single comes from Volbeat. And then it's only a few seconds left. And then can they do that? What's going on? So we were having a lot of fun writing Parasite. And, you know, it's just a lot of fun, and when it comes to the lyrics, it's just, I think we all, during our life, meet a lot of people where we were just like, oh man, that dude is, yeah, that's just a parasite.
Oh God, you know what, I think we need a sequel. Maybe Hookworm or Tapeworm, Pinworm, you know.
Yeah.
I know you've played a lot of shows with Metallica over the years, and you just did a cover of Don't Tread on Me for their Blacklist album of covers. Why did you choose that song, and what's your relationship like with Lars and the guys?
Oh, we've been very good friends with Metallica, actually, since 2008. That was the first time we had the opportunity to play with Metallica. They came back to Denmark. That was in 2008, because they haven't been playing in Denmark for a very long time. And I know, you know, Lars were asking a lot of people in Denmark, what is going on right now? Who's the band people are talking about? And everybody was saying, Volbeat. And,
yeah.
And I think he checked us out on MySpace or something.
Oh, wow.
And and then suddenly we were, you know, we had the opportunity to play a huge show in Denmark with Metallica, and that kind of led to a great relationship because Metallica kept bringing us to America, and just as we thought this is probably going to be our last tour with Metallica, and then we just got a new call from Metallica. I don't even remember anymore how many times we've been on the road with these guys, because it's been...
So many.
It's been great. Yeah, many. And you know, time goes by. We're just very humble about the whole thing and very thankful that Metallica keep on coming back to Volbeat and ask us for joining them. We're very thankful. And there's not much to say about it. But when it comes to picking that song from the Black Album, we got a phone call from the management while we were in the studio to record our new album, if we want to be part of the whole project. And we said, yeah, that sounds great. And then suddenly I said, but wait a minute, we might do it. And they were saying, well, what are you talking about? Yeah, but I kind of feel like the same way I feel when people are asking, well, why are you not playing an Elvis song? And I always said, you don't touch the king's work. Don't touch it, just leave it alone.
Yeah, don't mess.
Again, it was for a good cause, and it's you know, it's a great opportunity to have a chance like that, and we were just like, we didn't want to touch any of the big songs on that album, the huge hits, and that's pretty tough because they're all big hits.
Yeah,
there are certain songs. Yeah, but there were certain songs that we didn't want to touch, where we were like, we don't want to hear anyone play those songs besides Metallica, and we're not even going to listen to ourselves doing that. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, but you did such a great job with it.
We were just going through all the songs, and I said, if we're going to do this, we have to pick a song where we can make it or turn it into our own song, and then still treating it with the respect it needs.
Yeah.
And when we push play on Don't Tread on Me, I said, that's the one. I can totally put a Volbeat swing into that.
Yeah.
And it turned out great. I went back to the hotel, used some hours to figure it out. And a few days later, we went back to the studio and I played the version to the other guys and we recorded. And I think the end result was really good. And
yeah,
the reaction from the Metallica fans has been overwhelming. We're very thankful. I think we managed to pull it off.
Oh, yeah, you definitely pulled it off. And like you said, a lot of fun, but a great cause, and you were able to collaborate with Metallica on this.
Yeah, exactly.
I've always wondered about this, Michael. Musicians born in other countries who learn English as a second language. I know you have songs with Danish lyrics, but you have a lot of English hits. When you sit down to write new songs, do you aim to write in English?
Yeah, always. That's always been, the reason for singing and writing that has to be in English. I was never really interested in just singing in Danish. It never felt right. And I think it's something to do with that. I got to be quite honest here. I don't actually listen to Danish music unless they sing in English. So
okay.
I can perhaps count on a half hand how many Danish bands that I'm listening to where they're actually singing in Danish. So for me, I was always inspired by bands who were singing in English, so it didn't make sense just to go full in on the Danish language. But now and then, we mix it up because we're very proud of coming from Denmark.
Yeah.
And we're very proud when we come back from these huge tours, when we come back to Denmark, and then have those few lines in Danish. The Danish people loves it, and it even seems like when we play shows in America or elsewhere, they like that we're mixing the language too. So it just becomes a part of what we're doing.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you taking the time, Michael. Great talking to you, and I look forward to getting you guys here in the studio sometime soon. That would be great. The KLOS Volbeat Show is coming up October 6th. You can get your tickets at Ticketmaster.com. That's happening at the Palladium. You have your co-headlining tour with Ghost coming up at the Honda Center on March 3rd, 2022. But tickets do go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Ticketmaster.com. Looking forward to seeing you guys.
Yep. Yeah, we're definitely looking forward to see everybody out there. So can't wait.
Yes.
It's going to just look out at the audience again and see them smiling and, just have a good time.
Can't wait. Well, thank you so much again, Michael, and we'll see you soon.
Thank you so much, and thank you for the support.
Always.
All right.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care.